Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Mishki. You kind of turned me on here. The Ventures, and from that Riders on the Storm, is that correct?
The group?
Yeah.
The group doing that song?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who did it, but
you were listening to The Doors.
No, The Doors were kind of dorks at one time, but wait a minute now. I think maybe you're correct.
Well, Jerry, I am, because I'm holding the CD right now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And, by gosh, it sounded like something that the Ventures would have done at one time.
Who are the Ventures?
Well, the Ventures at one time, as far as I'm concerned, instrumentally, with a guitar and a drum, were incredible.
Just a guitar and a drum.
Well, no, they had some backup at one time. But, please remember that I'm 54 years old
and hammered.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm sorry.
Are you drinking?
Yes, I'm sorry.
A little bit. You hitting the sauce a little bit tonight?
Pardon me?
Are you possibly hitting the sauce a little bit this evening?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Just curious.
I usually don't, say, sir, the people that are younger than I am.
I don't generally expect
that. But here's
the
thing. Your screener let me through.
Yeah.
And
well, he's been encouraged to let people through who seem...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Who seem different than folks you might meet on an elevator at 3 in the afternoon at City Center.
Well, believe me, I try to be correct at most times.
Well, don't on my account.
Have you ever heard of the Ventures?
Can I ask you a question briefly? No, I have not. But
sure, you can. Sure, you can.
Just out of curiosity, why did you mention that you're a Vietnam vet?
I mentioned that because of. When you're introducing song there, that's why.
Oh, just trying to get a sense of, the period that you're most familiar with musically.
Well,
were the Ventures popular during the Vietnam War era?
At that time, I would say, when I was there, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Ventures. Yep. Can you name me a song?
Well, they used to have something called... they used to have Walk, Don't Run. And, my God, they used to have also...
You know who stole that song? Lifeguards at public swimming pools.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear it most days of the week.
But you know what they didn't steal, though, was they never stole any rights to any songs that were ever written, because they were always that kind of songs.
Hey, Jer.
That they always. Nobody could compare to.
You want to meet Luke?
Who's Luke?
A little kid?
Sure.
All right, Jer. Say hi to Luke.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Luke. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
You have any kids, Jer?
No, I don't.
Well, Luke is 9.
Oh. Well, Luke, by God, how are you doing, kid?
What?
How are you doing, kid?
Hi. Good.
Good?
I suppose you're a little out of practice talking to the little ones.
Well, I, my nieces and nephews, used to wonder, how long I hit those home runs some years ago. But anyway,
I generally just ask kids what they want to be when they grow up and move on because,
well, be an accountant.
Be an accountant?
Be a CPA.
Jerry, you're not serious, are you?
Oh, sure. Be a CPA.
Why don't you just recommend that they have the soul sucked right out of them?
No. Come on now.
A CPA? That's what you're recommending children become? CPAs?
Very nice profession.
Well, hold on a minute. You're talking about children who are thinking about the big world out there and growing up and their imaginations are running wild and you're gonna throw CPA out there? I mean, that may be what they have to become, but my God, you don't want them thinking that at a young age. You don't want any child saying, when I grow up, I want to be a CPA.
Of course, you could pick up a guitar.
There you go. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah.
And you could play a Moss Rite.
Pardon? You can
and,
play.
And the Moss Rite, of course, was the Ventures.
Oh, back to the Ventures.
All along.
Yep.
And they played Walk, Don't Run.
Yep. Which the lifeguards now do.
And anybody else can.
Yeah, but again,
you can too, Mitch.
I'm just saying they don't. Usually you give attribution of some sort, or I think they're violating copyright laws.
But, of course, none of them can be a Vietnam veteran.
No.
And that's probably a good thing.
No, that's true.
I never asked for a deferment. I went to college and so forth.
Could you have?
But anyway, I've never been a musician, Mishki.
Could you have gotten a deferment?
Probably. Mm-hmm. But I went and I served in the Navy.
The Navy?
Yep.
Now, the Navy.
USS America.
Did the Navy actually ever land in Vietnam?
Yes.
Why?
Well, let me tell you why. At that time, we were trying to save America from communism.
Right. And
at that time also, Mr. Mishki.
Tom.
If I could.
You could call me Tom.
Tom. At that time, in 1968... And I was just out of Creighton High School.
1968 and just out of Creighton?
Yep, 1967 I graduated from, and so I'm about your same age.
Yeah, I'm a little older.
And so anyway, here's what happened. I enlisted and tried to save things over there.
Single-handedly?
Well, no. God grief, no. What I tried to do was try to do my best.
Mm-hmm. Were you on a ship the whole time?
Well, no. I spent 2.5 years down in Jacksonville, Florida. So I had a nice vacation there.
Any Viet Cong down that way?
No, I didn't see anybody down there like that. But
we did see, I think we threw in internment camps. No, that wasn't that war.
No. nothing like that. Now, you know that.
No, I was wrong war.
You're smarter than that,
well,
aren't you?
Well, I've got a GED, if that's what you're saying.
You got a GED? Why, you're beyond that.
Well, I've read some books.
Matter of fact, I'd like to meet you in person, but that's another story.
Well, what was...
Now, here's the thing.
Luke, you getting all this, by the way?
They shipped me out of there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
on the
thanks.
USS America, and if you... CVA 66.
I thought you said CPA. I thought you were a CPA.
Tom, CVA 66.
Cretan 68. Got it.
Okay. Pretty close. But CVA... CVA... 66 was the aircraft carrier's name.
Mm-hmm.
That was the designation, and it was 1,200 feet long.
You getting this, Luke?
Yeah.
Luke, do you have any questions for Jerry?
No.
I see.
Sure he has.
Well, apparently not.
Well... How many aircraft were on that thing?
How many aircraft were on that thing, Luke?
What?
How many aircraft were on that thing?
What thing?
See, he's not even picking that up, Jer. He's still wrestling with a certified public accountant deal. I think you lost him with that one.
Okay. Well,
that's all right.
How many do you think were on that?
How many CPAs?
Yeah. No. How many aircraft do you think were on it?
Well, I'm guessing there had to be at least 37 aircraft.
Oh, boy. Well, workable, we're about 80.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, at one time. Certainly there were several up in the air.
No, no. I'm saying 80 aircraft at one time.
Well,
that's
maybe why we lost the war, Jerry, because the damn things were sitting on the aircraft carrier. I think if we put a few more in the air, we might be flying the U.S. flag in Nam right now.
Tom, please remember this. There were 80 aircraft on that deck and below deck at any time. Now, here's another thing, Tom.
Luke, you have any questions?
You don't know.
He's right.
How many people were on that thing? And
Well, my guess is... Luke, how many guys were on that damn ship? I mean, that darn ship.
Probably if there's 80, about 200 maybe?
200.
Tom, how many?
230.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I know
take,
one thing. I know
take
one
about,
thing.
Take about 3,200.
That's what I was going to say. But weren't some of those guys in the jungles? I mean, who was fighting the damn war?
Well, here's the thing. The Marines and the Army were.
Well, what the heck was the Navy doing?
Well, we tried our best, and by God, they called me up. I worked on, here's what I did in the Navy.
Let me guess, certified public accountant.
No, I worked radar and weapons release systems.
Well, I would say.
And what I did is I worked on a certain aircraft, an A-7. This was a...
I'd like to introduce you to a woman. Do you mind?
Pardon me?
I'd like to introduce you to a woman. Do you mind?
Oh, that's fine. Sure.
Nancy?
Mishki?
Meet Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Nancy.
Tommy?
Luke,
hi.
Meet Nancy. Nancy, Luke.
Hi, Luke. I think we've met before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We've met 10 times at least.
At least on the radio we've met, but not in person.
Yeah.
Jerry?
Yes?
Here we all are. What are the odds of the four of us getting together this evening? You want a cup of coffee?
You talking to me, Mishki?
No, I'm talking to Jerry.
Okay, because I don't need a cup of coffee. Right.
No, Luke? No.
Luke?
Heavens, no. I'm sorry. Another time, maybe.
All right. We'll send one over. Luke, you need anything? Hello?
I heard of St. Luke's over there in Midway.
Yeah, there's just...
Like I told you before, I'm a Cretan High School graduate, 1967.
Right. Right. Summer of Love. Luke's from Hugo, and Nancy here lives in St. Paul.
Okay.
Okay.
That's neat.
Well,
nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good talking to you, Jer.
Any questions about an aircraft carrier?
I'll get
about fighters and all that sort of thing.
I'll get a hold of you.
I'll answer all of them.
I'll probably call you if I have any questions along those lines.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Luke?
Yeah?
What was on your mind?
Well, just... I haven't talked to you in a month.
No, I thought you died. I thought you got that...
If I were to die, I think my mom and dad would call in.
I'd appreciate that. I thought you might have perhaps picked up that old person's disease. Kids get it sometimes, and they age rapidly. Next thing you know, they at the age of 10 or 11, they look like they're in their 80s. I think John Prine wrote a song about it. I think that he may be the oldest baby in the world. She's got a mind like a child and a body peeking over the hill. And she would if she could, and she should, but nobody will. Wildcat, you haven't spoken with Luke in a while, have you?
I haven't, no.
Yeah.
Luke, how's your summer vacation?
Good.
What have you been doing?
I've been in Missouri for 3 weeks.
You've been where?
Missouri.
Oh, down your uncle's way. Down Wildcat's uncle has a tractor repair shop down in Missouri.
Yes, Missouri.
Yeah. Works on Minneapolis Moline's.
Where is it?
It's a small town called Verona. Yeah, it's about 60 miles south of Springfield.
Maybe I'll call. Wildcat, let's call your uncle and see if he wants to talk to Luke. Huh?
Wildcat?
Yes, Luke?
Have you, about 15 miles out of Springfield, Boulder?
Where were you in Missouri? Were you in the southern part?
Ouch.
What's it doing?
Sorry.
I was right by Springfield. I was in Fairgrove.
Fairgrove? Is that the town you were in?
Yeah.
Did you go to the Bass Pro Shop while you were in Springfield?
Yep.
That's a pretty neat place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got some nice stuff
museum.
In there.
Museum.
Museum. Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Phnom Penh, Luke?
Oh. But while I was there, I went to Fantastic Caverns. It's a drive-through...
I've seen signs.
The only one in the United States, and the only one out of four in the world.
Who's your buddy? Who's your friend?
My grandma and grandpa.
No, the fella you're with tonight.
What do you mean?
I hear another guy, a guy breathing.
I don't know.
Who are you, sir?
There's nobody in the back.
Well, there is. Young man, I hear you breathing. Who are you, please?
Mike.
Hey, what the heck are you doing on the line? Hello? Do you know who that was, Luke?
No.
All right.
I think I got a guess. It was just someone.
Hey, all right. Wildcat, what the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Oh, say, yeah. I have a newspaper clipping that I need to give to you.
Oh, good.
From my mother.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it features Father Jerry Mishki.
Oh, Father Jerry.
Yes, he was blessing something in St. Wendell.
I think he was blessing what they have there is they have a malt shop, and in the window...
They don't have a malt shop there.
It's a little malt shop, and they have a window where the lettering for the malt shop is peeling off in such a way that it forms the image of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, that kind of malt shop. Yes, they do have that kind of malt shop.
Why are you saying that? Why?
Why?
What is
if,
that?
If you haven't been to St. Wendell, then I guess I don't need to explain it.
Where the hell is St. Wendell?
St. Wendell? It's in Stearns County.
Oh. Luke, you ever been to Stearns County?
Where is that?
I don't know.
It's near St. Cloud.
I guess we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Good hearing from you, Luke. Glad you're back.
Yep.
Okay, then take care.
Yep, you too.
All right, Lukey.
Bye, Luke.
Well, there he goes. Anything going on? I understand that John Kerry picked Gebhardt.
No, he didn't pick Gebhardt.
That's what it said in the newspaper I saw.
I'm calling it the double John bill. John Kerry, John Edwards.
Well, I have a New York Post right here that says he picked Gebhardt.
Oh, the Post, yeah. That was a little mistake on their part.
Oh, all right. Hope the newspapers get it right before November so we know who the hell we're...
That would be nice. Oh,
turning the switch for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you count on the media... As much as we all make fun of it, the fact of the matter is we get our news from it. We expect it to be given it to us straight. Sometimes I wonder if in November when we're picking our president, we're really picking our president, or if they're creating some grand game playing with us. Who knows which two guys are actually running?